18-year-old Chechen refugee felt necessary to attack and then publicly behead a French teacher who had shown Mohammed cartoons as part of a class teaching freedom of speech issues. It was a very gruesome murder, and of course the police arrived and killed Abdulhak A, which is the killer, immediately. And now there is a massive investigation going on, and quite a few people have been arrested.
Yeah, that was my next question. Who did it, and what was, did the person have help or the persons?
Here the story gets a little bit complicated, because the family, the uncle, says there were absolutely no indication that Abdulhak A was even religious. The fact remains, however, that one father of the school, who is 15 people have been arrested so far, and one of them is a father of a pupil at the school who launched somewhat of an online media campaign against the teacher because he had shown Mohammed cartoons, and he said, you know, the teacher also showed a picture of a naked man, and you know, this is this disrespecting the Prophet Mohammed. So among the 15 people now arrested is this man, four family members, the grandfather, the parents, and the brother of the killer, four pupils at the school who pointed out who the teacher was, because ironically, Abdulhak A did not go to that school or was in that class. He was solely motivated, as far as we know, by this online campaign by the father who has been arrested. And a non-radical Islamist has also been arrested. 51 Muslim associations are now under investigation. So it's a huge move to reduce this kind of counterculture, which seems to have sprung up in France, where people feel they can take justice in their own hands. As you remember, last time we talked about another French attack on the same issue, an attack in front of the former office of Charlie Hebdo. So this Mohammed cartoon issue is not rested yet, and the trial is still going on, so it will remain on everyone's minds in France.
Yeah, this is not just on the minds of people in France, but it's on the minds of people everywhere, because this is another one of those situations where it's a shocking exhibition of terrorism. Essentially, you know, someone taking their own, making their own decision about someone's life or death based on a view of something. The question I would like to ask is, does this, in your opinion, fuel concerns about other people, copycats, those who may be prone to do something like this themselves? Others?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I mean, what you see here is that hate speech online actually kills people offline. There is a clear line between what happened on the street of Paris and that online campaign that was launched. There were more than 80 support messages towards the online campaign of the father of a pupil of the school. And it translated into violence on the street. And not only did he killed him and then he beheaded him. So it's violence and extreme cruelty on top of each other, which clearly shows how much damage you can do if you cannot get this absolutely uncontrolled space online a little bit more under control. We have to take death threats that are issued online very seriously. And even the family, I mean, I do believe that it's likely what the uncle says, that there was no indication that Abdulhak A was an extreme radical, because online radicalization doesn't necessarily manifest itself on the individual in their offline behavior immediately. So, you know, you cannot tell that someone has radicalized. So there needs to be a hurdle online, because offline it's often too late when we realize.
The United States has been the scene of an increasing amount of vitriolic hate in the last couple of years, and certainly within the last few weeks, as we are just a couple of weeks from a major presidential election. And in the process of that hate being spewed out online, there have been death threats. So what's the message for Americans to take from this situation in France as it relates to us here?
I mean, don't take this lightly. You know, what happens offline or online is always seen as something that is not real. It is very, very, very real. Hate speech kills. There is violence on the streets of America. Not everything, but some of it definitely fueled by these online campaigns.